Y'all got to be careful out there. Get you some bear spray. I told somebody earlier, get them on Instagram stories, because she was talking about somebody was stalking her. Luckily, it's just somebody that follow her online. And she was like, you know, luckily he don't know where I work or live or nothing like that. Because I told her, I sent her, because she had posted what the guy was saying in her stories, trying to get her attention and stuff. I was like, girl, you better get you some bear spray. Okay.
And who's this? I'm sorry. I missed it.
Huh? I didn't say who it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I never said who it was. Mm-mm.
I thought that maybe it was like a celebrity or something.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, it wasn't anything like that. She just posted it, and she posted her conversation screenshot of her and the guy's conversation. And she's like, I have a real life stalker. Like, he's always freaking messaging me and stuff. And I was like, girl, get you some bear spray. She was like, luckily he doesn't know where I live or work or anything like that. So I was like, okay, just be careful, sis, because...
Yeah, it do be very scary. I've been...
And she's somebody who, like, kind of shares a little bit online. Like, you know, people know she's single, possibly live by herself or one of her children and shit. Mm-hmm. Get you some bear spray, ladies, okay? Even I, as a married woman, would have bear spray. I don't give a dag on who I live with, because if I'm out by myself, I have to defend myself.
You never know when somebody want to start acting cray-cray.
And these people are unhinged out here. A group of teenagers were shooting in the middle of the broad daylight afternoon in a townhome community where the houses range anywhere from 350 to 500,000. Shooting each other in the middle of the parking lot of that development. Wow. Good suburban community. Like, are you kidding me? You think these grown men out here are not unhinged? These are their sons.
Right. Yeah, their sons, their nephews.
It's ridiculous out here.
It really is.
It's unsafe more now than it ever has been, because I feel like, or I believe and think that because the population in the world is growing so much higher, it plays a huge part in a lot of the issues we're having, because we're not being as selective as we once were, or as our grandparents and the parents before them were being when it came to mating and having children with people. You know, single mothers and fathers have always been a thing. But I feel like we're not as selective about who we have children with anymore. And so we just have a bunch of degenerates running around acting crazy. And some of those degenerates are now fathers.
You know, when somebody just having too good of a time, you know.
Yeah.
Some babies be conceived for one night stands.
This is true. This is also true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen.
About it.
Let me rub on my motherfucking crystals. Because these people is crazy. Get this good energy flowing, okay?
Right now.
Oh my God, because people are unhinged. And it doesn't matter if they're female, non-binary, male, what they identify with, but what they were born as. Gotta stay vigilant. Especially with these, what they call in the gender civil war. All these conversations about relationships and stuff.
We wrapped this up. We were supposed to have been wrapping it up by 2020.
Right.
That's what we were supposed to have been doing, wrapping it up by 2020. All these conversations about men and women and who needs this, who's better. And like, we're supposed to be wrapping that conversation up. We realized like we need each other and we both have work to do. So yeah, we're just like even Steven out here.
Right.
I just wanted to stop.
Right. I think the conversation continuously happens is a continual conversation, because it's one of the most important decisions we ever make in our lives, is who we spend our time with the most intimately. And so especially as women, it's like we are conditioned for that to be one of our main focuses as adults, beginning as adolescents.
We should all be getting disability checks.
Girl, you funny. I watched that clip like I don't know how many times, when you was
oh my goodness, me too.
Should we just send them on over to the Social Security office real quick?
Yeah, I was like, should we Should we like help them apply for disability? Maybe they need help. You that was like, too funny. I know you didn't.
I was crying, okay? Last episode.
That shit was on point. You did not miss a beat, Mo.
OMG.
OMJ.
Well, listen, welcome back, y'all, to Evolving TV and Podcast. Okay, thank you for watching the clip. I am Monique.
And I'm Sheena.
And we are, just like you, Evolving-ish, okay? Listen, grab your water, your herbal tea, coffee, libations, raw cone, and or gummy, so we can get into today's conversation. We've already begun, as you can tell, but
yeah.
Tonight we wanted to really get into how can we discern and know without a shadow of a doubt that the ship is sinking, aka when it's time to let a relationship go and just break it up, call it the F quits, and move on the heck with your life. And a lot of people are breaking up, and at the same time, the data shows that, you know, a lot of people are staying together, you know, too, at the same time. So I mean, there's so much nuance to breakups. Where do we even begin?
Yeah.
You know?
It could be petty. It could be not be, you know, it could be. It's too many things. Too many things. Just one thing.
And so I did some digging and I found an article on Psychology Today. And it speaks about the various ways in which research has shown that it is time to call it quits.
Mm.
Oh, my son is calling me, y'all.
Oh.
Sorry, y'all. Oh, OJ interrupted us a little earlier than I thought he would. He about to turn on his Kung Fu Panda. He likes to watch movies or either like educational shows before he go to sleep at night. So there's that.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
He got his little routine on.
Girl, yes. He come home, do the same thing every day. I'm looking for that Facebook post that you had put up. All of the responses from the gentlemen and ladies. It's on my phone, but I'm using it to record with. So, oh, here it is. I see it. I'm a little high too. So everything looks a little jumbled up.
I'm
already had my gummy for the night. You know what the question was you asked, you remember?
Yeah, so the question was, when is it time to call it quits in a relationship? And, you know, I didn't specify male, female. I just said thoughts, people, just anybody. But surprisingly, mainly men. Comment on, I think you might have been the only person.
I think I was the only female, and I was the last female because I'm on Facebook, but I'm not on it like actively engaged. But when I saw your post, I was like, "Oh, let me answer for the ladies because the ladies is quiet on this one."
I was really surprised. So I don't know what that is about, but a lot of men do be speaking out on my post
because they paying attention. The ladies not watching you. That's why
the ladies aren't paying me no mind, which is sad because, like, you know, my page would be very good for guys to maybe learn something about women, you know, instead of it just being me saying these things, like maybe if some women could maybe chime in a little bit more.
Right. Yeah.
To like let them know, hey, I'm not the only person on this earth that does it, you know, back a sister up.
Right.
You know, I'm going to say the one that stood out, once you first realize the other person's direction doesn't align with yours.
FedEx.
That one right there, yeah. I feel like that's important.
That's that part that's of the Bible.
And that's hard because I feel like a person in that situation would be like very torn as to what to do. But, you know, I'm one of them always choose yourself type of people. So, I mean, that's my answer for that person. Choose yourself. You want to read
another one? My bad, y'all. I had to do my little Twitter fingers on the keyboard real quick. I look like I was typing in $12 million to my account. I was typing fast.
Girl,
as a bitch.
You was gone, baby. I was like, look.
Plus, my nails is back long again, so I like to type. I like to type. I did an American manicure on myself yesterday. Thank you. And so I like to type with long nails. I prefer typing with longer nails than short nails because I feel like I mess up more with short nails. I've been growing my nails out for the last couple of months because I was going to the shop to get the gel overlay. Listen, I'm about to go on a fucking tangent. Let me stop. Okay. I'm supposed to be reading the answers on Facebook. We'll come back to the nails. Okay. I second that one. And then I also like the one that he said, if it drains you to be around that person, like drains your energy. That was another one that I resonated with because you too fucking much, okay? You sucking up all my damn energy vamp. I can't hear you, friend. I don't know if you tapped something by accident. Hold on, let me see. Because on my...
Damn it. No, it was...
Hello?
There you go.
Okay, there you go.
That was me.
You accidentally tapped
it. I don't know why.
You tapped the little microphone button. That's all. Okay.
It was very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what that I said. But no, I was saying that I was scrolling on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
It was saying like how you know that a woman is drained from a person, like, and it was talking about like her appearance, her look, things like that. Like she looked tired, like she not put together, like all those type of things. So
that's a fact.
I just wanted to add that.
Yes, that's so true. Yeah. That's another surefire way. You know that motherfucker.
She be looking tired, don't she? She be looking. You seen the girl? You know, if anyone ever known a woman that been in a situation like that, just think about what she looked like versus to maybe when she started. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So what she looked like now.
Because a well cared for woman. Well cared for, not meaning like he's the breadwinner necessarily, but that, you know, the relationship is healthy. That's so freaking true.
Mm-hmm.
That is so freaking true. It is always on a person's face how they feel about the partner or how the relationship is affecting them and how they take care of themselves.
Yeah.
It's so true because that's when you see those women, you're like, girl, you freaking glowing. And it's like, you,
yes,
even with her makeup on, people can still see,
yes,
a glow in her. And that's so freaking true. And it happens in men too. There's a light and brightness about them as well. And an airy, mm-hmm, you know, airiness about them where they feel like more, they're not as heavy as they normally operate. And their masculine energy and stuff. And so that is a fit act, okay, today.
Yeah.
That is a fact.
We didn't see it.
The other one, yeah, that I really liked was when he said, when the respect is gone, it's going to be days you don't like each other. And that's okay. It's pretty normal. Most people just don't know,
yes,
what to do once the honeymoon stage is over. Facts.
Mm.
Facts.
How do you all know what to do, though, when the honeymoon stage is over? Is that called lust, though?
Well, you know, the honeymoon phase is the lust and the deep infatuation, the lustful infatuation stage, which they say it can be anywhere from the day you meet up into the 6 month period of getting to know someone and dating them. And it can last even longer than that, depending on the dynamic of the relationship,
really,
and how y'all can operate together. Because if you were the master manipulator, how long do you think it's going to take them to show who they are? They can go a long time.
Yeah, they can. But then sometimes if the person is smart enough, though,
get out of that. Yeah, I feel like it's easier for somebody to manipulate you when you don't live together,
mm-hmm,
because they don't, you are not bound to see them in any instance at any given time because you don't live together. Y'all go to y'all respective places, right, and they can do whatever they want to do when you're not around.
Yep.
I think it's harder to judge when you're not living with somebody, which is why a lot of people do opt into living together very soon, very early, before engagements and marriage. Yeah.
Oh wow, that's not good.
It's tricky.
Sorry to laugh, but
it's tricky. That's what one of my girls say, like, on another podcast, Antoinette from around the way girls they have a huge platform, and she always say, "That's tricky." She's a fellow Libra. She'd be like, "It's tricky.
That's
all right
there.
Yes, indeed. Like,
because of insecurities made you do that. Like sometimes as a Cancer, you know, I wonder if people just actually just sit and like actually think about the things that they do and like maybe try to feel some of those emotions so they know for certain, is this what you should really be doing?
You mean like as far
maybe
as...
Maybe that's just like a Cancer thing.
A self-reflection kind of a thing where they think, well, how is this, this going to affect the other person or something?
Yeah.
And most people don't like, self-reflect like that, friend, and take a moment. They don't give a dag on. Mm. People, most people are not like that. That's you know
tragic.
That.
That's tragic.
They do not take that moment to understand or even care enough to know how it's going to affect you know,
so
the other
what you're
person.
Saying is basically I'm giving people too much grace. I should just maybe just be an ass fourth round or like no.
You know, petty come when petty needs to. You know.
Hey, oh, you know I know how to turn up the petty when it's time, sis.
Absolutely. Like,
yeah, let me get in my trick bag.
Do I even really want to spend that much time being petty with these people? And distract me from the things that I need to be doing. I don't know. You be the judge.
The pettiest thing I ever did at the breakup.
What you do?
Yeah, I don't even know if I should tell anybody this.
Okay, well, you let us know.
Lord, I'm going to still say it. Okay, so it was an act. And the bad thing about it was like this ex gave me the idea, and
the plot the thickens.
Like, oh, yeah, I was like at the time when you know the person said it or whatever. I was like, you know that's nasty. You know, I never even thought about doing something like that. So basically, this ex used to always keep a cat on their toothbrush.
Put a what on a toothbrush?
A cat. Don't you know like the little plastic cat?
Okay, like a traveling plastic cat that you put that you used to use back in the day to it didn't this wasn't something you put your whole toothbrush in, it was just a top to keep the mouthpiece clean. You talking about those?
Yeah, it's just like the little
plastic piece.
Thing that just you know, just to keep it from not touching certain things.
Keep it sanitary. You
know? Yeah. So, you know, he just had like a OCD thing about it. So, you know, we had broke up. It was like a bad breakup, y'all. Like, he tried to get physical with me. You know, I had to call the police. Things of that nature. So, you know, I'm not justifying anything, but that's just why I went so hard. Because, you know, naturally, I'm not even this type of person. But, again, he gave me the idea. I felt like, hey, he deserved it. Hey, the ancestors said, go for it. So, I did it. So, I basically took his toothbrush before he packed up all his little stuff that was at my house, because it was my house. I definitely took that motherfucking toothbrush at the, you know, doing the dookie-doo, and took the toothbrush and I swirl the swirl, and then put the cat back on it. A-boop, a-boop, a-boop. Yeah.
Ma'am. No way.
I definitely did, because he deserved it.
Listen, stay away from cancers. If you see somebody and they look real fine and fantabulous and their skin is glowing out here in these streets this summer, listen, stay away. Because if you do them wrong, you might end up with some doo-doo on your toothbrush, okay?
If you listen, y'all tried to get really physical with me.
Smelling shit and mint at the same time on your toothbrush, okay?
This is like someone that tried to be physically abusive to me, you guys. Like, I'm sorry. Like, me as a woman, I can't beat no man. So the best thing that I could do is to just, you know, my birth chart said I was too humble. So
he was abusive.
Yeah, like nobody really cares about No sympathy. So I did what I had to do. So yeah, I definitely did that. So that was
a time.
And I never felt bad about it.
Mm-mm. Why would you?
See me.
After what he put his hands on you, why would you?
Exactly. Mm-mm. We have no sympathy for women abusers. So that was like the pettiest thing that I ever did and never, ever, ever felt bad about it.
I'm trying to think what's the pettiest thing I ever did before silently breaking up with somebody. Let me see.
Silently.
Because that's what I would do. I'm a Libra. I'm going to be like, I'll send you a text message in a minute. Like, have a good life, beloved. I used to do that all the time.
You know,
I was a have a good life ass bitch back in the day. That was my line.
I believe it. I believe I can see the have a good life. I can, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And going about my night. This guy stood me up one time. Off track, little tangent.
Okay.
In my early 20s, he stood me up one time. And you know, mama, I was at her and fiance's house. And this was before they had their daughter. So we was real fresh and young. And I had been seeing this guy for maybe like 3 or 6 months. I was supposed to link up with him on a Friday night. I'm at their crib hanging out, pre-gaming, chilling, you know what we used to do, right? And he's supposed to call me when he got home from work or wherever he was with his friends or whatever at the time. I don't know the details. I can't remember at this point. So he's supposed to call me when he got home and let me know that he was home so that we could have our time together. He didn't. Mm-hmm. And by the time he called me, it was dumb late. And I wasn't going anywhere. I was like, number one, it's late as F. So you can either come here where I'm at, or I'll see you another time. Or how about, you know what? Matter of fact, have a nice life. And I hung up the phone.
Right.
And this was when we still had flip phones. So it was even more impactful.
Ooh, yeah, that hang up game.
That hang up was like, fuck up. What? Proud Lord. Bop up. Okay. Couldn't wait to do it. And they were in effing tears crying at me. They was like, she was like, Jeff, you did not just tell this young man to have a nice life. I was like, yes, he stood me up. As far as I'm, as far as I'm concerned, he stood me up. He was out doing whatever he wanted to do and it interfered with the time that he said he was going to make himself available. Now that is how you call setting a standard. One time. It's all it takes.
Like putting your foot down. What they say, standing on business.
Standing on big business, okay? We do big business over here, baby.
If you want to know what a motherfucking boss looks like, bitch, you looking at one. A bitch that handles big business.
I was 10 tones down back then. I've had my stupid moments, okay?
We all have.
I've done the stupid things, okay? I've been dickmatized, okay? More than once, okay?
Yeah, dickmatized.
But that last time was the last time, because that's the one I married. But that's a whole other topic for it. But anyway,
girl,
so there's that.
We're going to have to talk about that.
Listen, okay?
That's for you.
Cancers get me every time. I don't know what it is about cancer, man. I can never get away from them.
Yes, I know, because we just be like, our spirit is like, open up.
It's sickening.
Safe here. I know, it really
just want to bring everybody into your little shell, your little crab shell.
Yeah, sometimes. Maybe not everybody.
Y'all don't want to come out. Anybody y'all want, y'all want them to come in. You got to come in.
Yeah, come in. Come in.
Come in. Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I used to do stuff like that. That's how I knew when it was call it quits. Because if you didn't show up for me when you said you was going to show up for me, to me, that was a red flag. And my dad, my mom really, really, really instilled that in me. And my mom too, especially because she was a single mom with me for years before her and my dad got married. And so, you know, she had been manipulated by men who would prey on single women with children, you know, and so, and saw that as an easy target. And, you know, all the things that she wished she had done differently, she instilled in me, which also instilled confidence in me, you know. Listen, so I'm going to read y'all the 24 signs that they talk about on Psychology Today about when a relationship could be coming to an end. And the reason I wanted to pull this up is because some motherfuckers don't act like we don't know what we're talking about on this here podcast, okay? Because y'all know how y'all are. Y'all be out there scrutinizing people all over the interwebs just because they ain't got no degree or something. Like, we all don't have reading comprehension skills or something. Like, it's not that difficult. Right. Anywho. Decades of research have identified many predictors of whether romantic relationships will last. Here are 24 of the most reliable, okay, predictors of breakups or romantic relationship dissolution in the language of academics, okay? So these are like the clinical terms that your psychologists, and counselors, mental health coaches, et cetera, would use. And so the absence of positive illusions, not having the common bias towards seeing the good in the other person. Okay, that's when we only see the negative, basically. And we no longer see the good, and it's difficult for us to see the good. And I have experienced that. And I think most relationships go through periods like that, though, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, lack of commitment, easy. Being assured that one wants their future to include the other person. And some people go through that as like a trauma response to their upbringing, where they fear commitment. A lot of men go through that too. All right, well, I'm gonna read a list really fast. I'm sorry, because it's 24 of them.
No, you're good.
Lack of love, having little affection for the other person or concern for their well-being. That's true, because narcissists tend to not have empathy, and that's basically saying like if there's no empathy,
they don't have nothing. All they know is them.
Low inclusion of the other in self. Low inclusion of other in self. Okay. In relationships that last, a person's concept of their partner overlaps with their concept of themselves. Also, it's almost like, well, it's because they use the word overlap. And so it's like you here and your partner's here, and y'all are overlapping in in a relationship that lasts, a person's concept of their partner overlaps with their concept of themselves, of their partner. Okay, so a concept of their partner is who they perceive their partner to be, will somehow overlap with their perception of themselves. So maybe like how their person sees them is also how they see themselves to a certain degree. That's what's coming to me. Maybe that's that. Okay. Another sign that a relationship is over is when there's low dependence. So not feeling like one needs their partner. And I disagree with this one. This was one I was going to bring up too.
Yeah, like who wants, I mean, if that's your thing, if you like super needy people or someone to that needs to depend on you, then go off. But like I think most people want someone that's pretty like dependent.
Like you said, dependent.
Completed. Yeah, I mean independent. Excuse me. Independent.
Okay, that's what I was trying to clarify. Would you whether you meant dependent or independent?
Yeah, yeah, my bad.
That's why I don't agree with that one, because it's like we should all be interdependent in relationships where we maintain our individual independence, but then you know, of course, we rely on each other sexually, emotionally.
Yeah, and, like I need such, your hug, et cetera.
Yes,
I need your energy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, but needing somebody to do basic adult stuff that you're supposed to have to do for yourself on a regular basis.
Hell no, baby.
It's not supposed to be.
Yeah, so I disagree with that.
Stuff like that.
And then the number six is high ambivalence, being unsure if one wants to continue in the relationship. I think we also also have to be cautious with that as a sign, because
Lord,
there's times where we like, I really don't want to deal with shit like this. But when you think about it from a place of that's not anger, it doesn't have anger underneath of it. It's like it's really not that effing serious. So I think that's nuanced as well. A lot of these are nuanced.
Do you think that a person partner could have that thought? Like always thinking that they don't know whether or not they're, you know, that their partner would say?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think we all have the You mean like if both partners feel the same way in that the high ambivalence is present in both of them, where they're both unsure if they want to continue the relationship?
No, like, what if, say, for instance, both partners want to stay, but maybe like certain characteristics that the other partner has maybe kind of like is
turning them off,
different. Yeah, like, or maybe kind of like give signs that like maybe they might be like unsure it, whether or not if they want to be in a relationship. So like that partner is always like wondering, like, even though they're still in a relationship with the person and, you know, maybe the other partner is maybe thinking that they're not showing any signs.
So
they're, you know, not wanting to be in a relationship with them, but the other partner is just like wondering, like,
is this person? So you're saying that the behavior of the other person has the concerned partner looking like, do they even want to be here? Because they're not physically, well, they are physically, but they're not telling you verbally, communicating that they want different or
right.
But their behavior and some of the things that they do scream like, I'm trying to be in these streets this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Or I just want to be set free to do whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
I think that happens a lot. I think it happens a lot, male or female or non-binary.
So I think, because I've definitely been in situations where people, like, I guess maybe sometimes the way I come off, people think that I don't, you know, didn't want to have like certain relationships or like try to build certain relationships with people. But, you know, I've always been like a very mild-mannered person. So
you verbalize without giving all of it away at one time.
Yeah, like I don't.
We reserve some
away
for later.
Like, I'm like a onion, you know what I'm saying? Like it's layers, it's levels to me. Like I promise I'll give you all of me, but at the end of the day, like we got work towards that.
Facts. I used to operate that way as well, and a lot of it for me, in my case, I'm pretty sure it's a lot different from you. Or maybe some of it is the same, but it's like this feeling of wanting to protect yourself, right? And so you will peel back the layers of who you are in time and not giving it all away at one time. And so therefore, what you desire from that other person gets misconstrued by them because you not being vocal and outright about what you want or expect or need, they're going to interpret it the whatever the way that they feel like they think you what you're going through or something, or that, like you said just now, like, there's been times where dudes didn't really know where you stood. And so because you weren't communicating verbally, even though you were showing up to hang out with them, they still didn't understand where you were coming from. And I think that's because, I know for me personally, it's because I did not communicate what I was really feeling and or where I wanted the relationship to go, even if I wanted to be with them. And I've been exactly that, what you said, is where I lost possibly decent relationships because of it, because I was unwilling to let down my walls in those ways. That's how I experienced it personally. And then sometimes it's like you trying to make sure that they solid.
Yeah, like, because I'm a solid motherfucker. So at the end of the day, I want to make sure that you're on my level for me to even give you all of this. So,
facts. And that's the problem now that we're seeing with these gender civil wars. Like, for years, women have been giving away too much.
Yes.
And not getting enough. And now they are fed up. Yeah. I think that's part of the issue.
Don't want to try.
Yeah. So I think it can go either way, you know, and there's some other things in between it, like with the high ambivalence and unsure if one wants to continue the relationship with issue with that person. Like, it can go both ways. It could be you using high ambivalence as a form of protection, or it could be you just, what you're saying is also a form of protection. It falls under that because you're trying to make sure that the other person really wants to commit to you long term. So all of it is a form of protection.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we figured that out. Next. Mistrust. That's easy. Doubting that one's partner is dependable or trustworthy, right?
Yeah.
And that is dependent upon what the boundaries have been set for you and that other person and what the rules are in your relationship. So if you say we in an open relationship, But on Saturdays, it's just you and I. We don't make dates for other people.
What is an open relationship?
What I just said.
They just get 3 days of you being a girlfriend.
You can get. You never watched You never watched Black Mirror on Netflix when that was popular? It's sci-fi. I feel like you would love it. And it's like
I've heard of it and I said I was gonna get around to it, but I never got around to it.
You need to check out Black Mirror. It talks about a lot of socio-economical issues that we deal with now. And it includes technology as like the center of all that and how that changes humans' behavior. It's really good. You would love it. There's a season on there. They do it by season. So it may be 5 or 6 episodes in one season. And it's based on this particular theme. So this one season, this Black actor, you would know him if you saw him. And the woman that played his wife, she also, you may not know her. She's a smaller actress, smaller time actress. But she's really good. And so he was playing, he was a video gamer guy. So that was his hobby. He come home, he relaxed. He wanted to get on his video game, virtual reality headsets and all that. So he started having virtual sex outside of their marriage. She finds out about it. And the way that the season ended is that they have an open relationship. He can fuck off online and she get to fuck off in real life. But they stay together. It's wild. So, you know, I think with this mistrust shit, it's based on whatever you guys agree on. If both of you guys agree that you want to be monogamous to one another, that's what it needs to be. And if any of the parties feel differently, you need to come back together and figure it out.
Because,
you know,
listen,
not saying that you can't be changing and stuff, but come back and communicate to me, babe. Oh, you want to ask, you want to try some new pussy? Okay, do I need to buy a wig or you want to go out there and get you some real new? Before you do anything. Right.
Yeah.
Let me know before you do anything. That's my whole thing. Don't have me out here looking crazy. Okay. Let me know before you do anything that you're even thinking about it. Because if I found out in my Libra body, we are mirror. We're going to give you that same energy back. So I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
Listen, I'm right there with you, sis, because I don't do no casual. So
there's that. So low self-disclosure, not opening up and sharing one's thoughts and feelings to the other person. Another one, another form of protection. When it gets to that point, that's a real one. And that's usually one of the first signs, especially if it keeps happening continually. Yeah. Low closeness, number 9, low closeness, lacking a strong sense of connection.
Yeah, because that's the whole point of a relationship is to have a connection with someone outside of this.
I knew Sheena was going to pick up on this one because you a water sign, right? Cancer is water, right? Yeah, so I knew she was going. I was like, I know Sheena is not going to let me pass by number 9 because they going to feel before they do anything else.
And the figuring out and the unpacking and the put you back together, babe. Okay, I got you. You ain't going nowhere. That's what we do. We connect. Hello.
Listen, all I know is about Cancer is that the Cancers stay with people based on the sparks. And they look for people who they consistently see a spark, feel the spark, and can hear the spark in the conversations that they have together. It's always about intense romantic
passion,
feelings and behaviors
fire.
With Cancers.
You gotta light my fire, baby.
It has everything
nothing.
That you do together has to be passionate and it has to have meaning.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys. I have lived it. I'm living it currently.
That's a great
even
point.
Down to the business that you open together, that shit gotta have some passion behind it. Motherfucker gonna tell me one time, I see you do your workouts 5-6 days a week. You don't show that much passion to me all the time or to the business when it's time to do business. And I'm like, because motherfucker, this is some shit I'm doing for myself, not for you, not for the business, not for nothing else. He was like, yeah, but I'm just saying, you be so pumped up to go do your little workouts and stuff. Oh, it's my little workouts. See, my little workouts is keeping his body right so you can have a cute wife. They ain't so fucking little now, are they?
Right.
Sorry, that's the fucking Mango Moscato talking. Sorry, you guys. Yes.
Yeah, I got look, I'm right there with you. You see, I'm quiet. Like, I just let you go.
This is a whole mess.
Because at the end of the day, that's what I sound like talking to my man. Like, don't you want me to look nice? Like, shit, I'm 40 and I look good. God damn it. I got to continue to look good.
Okay, and this was at the beginning of social media too, and I'm like, look, you could post me on socials right now, and I'm ready. I don't have to get ready. I'm already ready, okay? Your wife is cute. What you complaining for? He like, you know, I'm just saying, I just need to feel the passion. I'm like, okay, there it is. There's the root to it all. Mm. Y'all got to feel passion in everything.
Yeah, because if not, then we might as well just hang it up. Ain't no point.
Let that bitch dry. That's a fact.
That shit gonna be dry as a desert, okay? Because we gonna be unbothered about it. We are on to the next thing that lights out fire.
That's how you know a cancer done with you when they don't want to fuck you. If they don't want to fuck you, they really done.
Don't want to touch you. Don't want to do nothing.
Don't even want to look at you.
Don't give a fuck. Especially the don't look at you, bruh.
I don't want to look at you right now.
Like, I don't even want to, I'm completely detached to where, so my eyes don't even work to make
like, you're not even attractive to me right now. You're not even attractive to me right now. That's big cancer energy right there.
Like, we get big icks. Big icks. Real icks.
Y'all the most ickiest. I know. Time. Oh my gosh. That is so true. Y'all are such... Y'all the ickiest of the ickiest.
Yeah, because we don't want to deal with it. After it's unattractive, it's icky. Get it away from me. Get that thing away.
Disgusting. That's what Omar says. He be like, this shit is disgusting.
Exactly. All of it. Give me the ick. That's what I say. Mm-mm. They give me the ick. I can't. I want that away from me.
All right, y'all. So then we got number 11, low relationship investment, having put little into the relationship, whether money, time, or effort. And so that's what we see a lot now on social media. The ladies talking about the men ain't bringing enough bacon home, or they ain't bringing enough dick home. They ain't bringing enough gas money home.
The bacon or the dick. Jesus.
No, but you know what's usually one or the other. You know what's usually one or the other. Either they got the bacon in the D, and it's like 0.005% they got the bacon and the D. And if they got the D, you're going to have to compromise a little bit, because the D might not be as much D as you need, but it's enough to get a job done. Like, you can't have it all.
Satisfied. Like, ladies, don't be
greedy. And that's true.
Just be happy.
That's true. Because some of y'all pussies is trash. He just being nice. Because that's a whole other topic for another day. Let me pick up my fucking crystals.
Okay. And get with the divine. Don't get me started. I'm going to find some sushi products for y'all, because I swear, I'll be tired of y'all.
Let me get myself together. Okay. Put my amethyst and stuff on me, because I need to clean up the conversation. Let me clean up my throat chakra. Because I'm saying too much. This is the Mango Moscato talk with the gummy.
How about that? I'll just smoke. That's how I'm going to do that.
Sorry, number 12. We supposed to be serious. All right, we got 12 more to go through.
We are.
We serious. We got to get serious. Okay. Fix my face.
Pick you up.
Look. Number 12, low adjustment. Struggling to adapt to life's challenges and demands. So when the pressure of life comes storming through, how does this person behave? And can you see yourself doing this for the rest of your life, for the next 40 years of life? If today the divine said everybody on mother planet Earth, male or female, he, she, they, them, non-binary, whatever age you are today, whatever health condition that you are in today, this will be the rest of your life. Can you do the rest of life with that person?
Mm.
Forget all these 24 signs at Psychology Today.
Right.
That we already debunked on number 5 when they said that when you don't longer feel like you need them. F all that. I don't need nobody. But me, myself, divine, and everything else is just a cherry on top of the cake. But this low adjustment just sparks something in me. And it's like, okay, well, if you are given the gift of life for real and you're guaranteed 40 or 50 years at the same age, mm-hmm. are you going to continue life with the person that you're with? That's how I think about things.
My ass is like, yeah.
Yeah. She right, but you can't get the words
she
out.
Right, though. It do be true, though.
Number 13 was relationship dissatisfaction, being unhappy about how the relationship is going. 14, low relationship quality, related to dissatisfaction, judging that the relationship has more negatives than positives. Shorter relationship length, the longer a couple has been together, the less likely they are to part ways. Related in part to relationship investment. So that's when we get into the history. Like, we got history. Mm-hmm. That's that. So the clinical term is shorter relationship length. Number 16, high conflict, having frequent and intense arguments of, often involving strong expressions of fear and anger that show up in psychological reactivity and elevated heart rates, for example. That's a mess. That's a whole mess. Number 17, avoidant attachment, a style of relating to other people that involves a fear of getting too close and being smothered or controlled. That's me. I'm avoidant attachment.
You are?
Hell yeah, because I'm a nonchalant ass bitch. Give me some space.
I'm anxious attachment, but then sometimes I can switch to certain situations, I can be very avoidant.
And that's the next one. Anxious attachment, number 18. Being afraid that one will be abandoned or betrayed by their partner. I feel like a lot of the cancers that I've met in my life,
definitely.
Y'all have that.
People do abandon us. We're
and y'all have been abandoned. And that's what's so crazy is that y'all have that fear of it. But it comes with good reason because somebody has abandoned you. Like, whether it's a parent, a parental figure, or somebody that you really, really loved. Every last cancer, I know.
Yeah.
Girl, that's a whole other episode. Number 19, destiny beliefs, assuming that couples either are or are not meant to be together and that relationship struggles likely mean it just wasn't in the cards. So that's like your spiritual beliefs. And you say like your twin flames and I'm looking for my person. When people say I'm looking for my person, that could be like destiny beliefs because you believe that there's a person out there for you instead of maybe there's a couple of people out there for you for various stages of your life. That's the kind of person I am. I'm like, okay, well, maybe this person was for this part of my life and that part of my, like, I'm that person. I'm a little bit more fluid when it comes to intimate relationships because I feel like we are such multifaceted beings that to put ourselves in this box of being black and white, hetero or queer, it's a recipe for disaster. And that's why we end up getting confused because we have other feelings that we don't want to identify and deal with.
Well, maybe it's stuff like, you know, sometimes for me, new feelings that you may have never experienced before and you don't really know how to process those feelings. So when they come out, they just come out as they are. And, you know, you may not be able to catch it at that time or know, like, how to, like I said, process them. It'd be crazy.
A lot of us have issues with processing. Because when we grew up, people weren't processing nothing. What am I talking about? It's like whatever state happens in the house, stayed in the house. That's what we grew up in. Grew up in that culture, okay? We in the 90s babies, 80s babies. And that also, the destiny beliefs also is dealing with people who are of similar religious backgrounds. That's that too. And, you know, this belief that God has intended a couple to be together for whatever, et cetera, reasons. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and putting that spiritual belief behind it. So moving on to number 20, disagreeable personality. This is huge. being hard to get along mm-hmm. with, for example, quickly becoming belligerent during a conflict. Oh.
Wow.
Disagreeable personality, that is some real ish. Somebody who
that
is just,
is.
Even if you write and they know that you are right, they right. just have to disagree with you. And especially if you're dealing with heterosexual identified men.
Mm.
And males innately, listen, and males innately, I read a study a couple months ago, males innately are disagreeable creatures. They
really?
Are the most disagreeable human
creatures. So they're the most
creature.
Combative creatures on this damn planet. I could believe that, though, because I didn't got into arguments with men, and I didn't even know that I was getting to arguments with men. I was just talking, having a conversation as I would with any other person, well, I guess a woman, in that sense. And then I'm like, getting into an argument with a man.
Because innately, by nature, there are studies that have been done that show that they are just innately disagreeable, especially when it comes to women, but innately they are just disagreeable. They do it with each other as well, but they're less likely to do it with each other because as a species, you know, like we as women, like we understand each other. And so they understand each other in a way that we may not. So it's an unspoken truth, you know, between men and men and then women and women. And so I think it has a lot to do with that too. But then like mm-hmm. this whole disagreeableness, you know, you think about women in our feminine, we are, you know, not necessarily innately submissive, but we are more likely to be submissive because we are the more agreeable species. That is how they have positioned themselves. My lisp, sorry y'all. That is how they have positioned themselves in the patriarchy to be above us, because they knew and they know that we are the more agreeable species because we are nurturing, caring, and we have submissive qualities, whether those submissive qualities taken advantage of or not. And I think based on the research that I've done and in reading stuff like this on Psychology Today, it's always why we're always in such disagreement with them, because we truly are from Mars and Venus. Like we truly are come from different places.
Yeah.
And we don't process like information the same. Entirely. This is why you have guys who would prefer to be around their bros than they do women or their woman. They only come home to eat shit. Fucking sleep, literally.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna wash his clothes, you're gonna cook his meals, you're gonna keep his house clean, and then you're gonna fuck him.
That's pretty pretty.
That's the life cycle of most couples together. Mm-hmm. You know, he not most men not coming home and asking you what you've been through today, how you feeling emotionally. Do they even recognize, or does he even recognize when you might be coming on your cycle or when you on your cycle? Without you having to say anything.
Wow.
That's why I knew I wanted to marry Omar. Because he knew my period was coming before I had even looked at
baby. The elite.
Omar is the kind of man who is similar to Cat Williams. When Cat Williams was saying on Club Shay Shay, like, I have women that work for me. I only allow women to work for me. I live with at least two or three women at a time, including my main chick. And I just have women around me all the time because I prefer that energy. What the fuck do I want with some hot breath ass testosterone filled man in my space all the time? So
right.
The first red flag is a man who always want to be around his boys more than he want to be with you. All right, we got off a tangent. That was a good tangent though. So
yeah, we
guys.
Really did.
Sorry, not sorry. 21, low network support. Having few close relationships besides one's partner. And that definitely is a red flag. And I will say that, you know, that's another one that's like, take with a grain of salt, because a lot of people have hard times connecting with others and they're awkward, you know? And so that can be a sign, but it's not always a sign. It just, you have to be careful of the guy who, you know, tells you stories about high school that don't involve other high schoolers. Like, when he says he was a loner and he didn't have friends in high school, I think that would be more like a red flag than somebody who just says, oh, well, I switched jobs or cities, and so I don't know anybody. For the low network support, or she, them don't have any relationships or very few close relationships. Unless you're like us and you are a mirror to people. People just don't want to come around you because you're a mirror. You show them them. So, number 22, low positive emotion during everyday conversations, showing little affection and interest toward one another.
That's a cool. I can definitely see that being a reason why. You know, who the heck want to be affectionate with a bump on a log?
Yeah. A lot of guys say that about women. Like, women just lay there doing intimate sessions. And I'm just sitting there like, I understand why he sees it as a red flag, but you'd be surprised how many women just don't have the knowledge and skill and know-how to rock the boat.
Or the confidence. I think it's sometimes it's a confidence thing.
That she don't know what to do. So that's another one that's nuanced.
Call me. I'll show you.
You stupid. Infidelity. Having sex with someone outside the relationship, definitely, which they already kind of mentioned in that other one.
Definitely a no-no.
Right, because that goes outside of the boundaries of the relationship y'all created.
Betrayal is just really shows that you're a trash person. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I've been on both sides. That's why I talk the shit that I'm about to talk, okay? The reason why I'm saying that it's trash, like you a trash person, is because like you're so full of yourself and what you want and happiness and things of that nature that you can't communicate with that person and let them know, like, look, it's just not working. Instead, you go make up lies, plan stuff, be paranoid. You know, in my case, I was paranoid as hell. You know, and you keep making this situation consciously happen over and over and over again. So, I don't know. It's just like, in order for you to basically unfuck yourself, like you just gotta come to realization that you just was being a selfish bitch. Like, you just wanted what you wanted at that time and you didn't give a fuck, and you just pretty much like stepped on somebody else to make yourself happy, because now, like, you know, people will hurt you to make themselves happy. For you to continuously do that and like for you to not care though, like, you're trash. But for you to do it and then come to realization, like, this not you, this not the person, you know, that you want to become, and like you make the necessary changes, you're not trash. But if you're just doing it, you're doing it for fun, you're doing it repeatedly, every relationship, like, you just be single. It's okay. You don't have to lie to get into relationships. Like, people really to try to pursue what they really want a little bit harder, instead of like interrupting people's peace and not being ready for certain things and then making it seem like people are the problem when it's in fact you, because you're looking for a specific thing and that person's not giving you everything, but then you're too chicken to like actually go out there and go get it. There's so many people I didn't bump into that do all different types of things, that's been into all different types of things. Like, it's very possible, people. Like, I really want people to do that. So maybe, hopefully, people will stop cheating because they got what they really want. If you got what you want, you're normally not worried about anything else, and that's anything in life. So I'm sure it goes as far as people.
So what's coming to me is like, people want their cake and eat it too. Current statistics state that women and men in the United States of these Americas cheat at just about the same rate. The percentage is not much different. It's like, it's not 50-50, but it's like men cheat at 56 and women cheat at 54. So we're right there neck and neck. And so when I see information yeah. like that, whether it's a grand scheme of people, like thousands of people who have been studied, or whether it's a small nuclear amount of people who have been studied, what that says to me is that of all of us are fucking lying. When you got damn near half and half of men and women doing the same exact thing, it's just that one group is made to seem like they cheat more because they get caught more.
And so what that tells me,
and what that tells me also, is that one group is trying to maintain an image that society deems acceptable, meaning women. And so women will be more tactical about their cheating and strategic about their cheating than men.
Right.
Because we all know how ish crumbles when a man finds out his woman is cheating on him. But if he cheats, she stays. It's acceptable that she stays. Exactly. And so, and to avoid him having to be embarrassed by everybody for staying after she did what she did, he gonna cut it off and be like, I can't deal with this. And most men cannot deal emotionally with the thought of his woman entertaining someone else in the same capacity, whatever that means, right?
They absolutely cannot.
They really, really are fragile. They're way more fragile than women in that way.
Yeah.
And so what?
Because, you know, we were raised to make just, you know, allow it. It's normal. You know, we've been having that installed in us since we were younger, that it's okay, like, to forgive a man if he cheats. It's okay for a man to have all these partners. It's okay for a man to be, you know, unfaithful. Like, that's normal. But then now, some women are being smart enough and strong enough to be like, no, I'm not going to accept that because I don't do that. So, no, I deserve to be with someone that is just, you know, just on the same lines of loyalty like me.
And here's where the disconnect happens in the sexes, is because women will hear loyalty and be like, okay, that's enough for me, I'm going to be loyal. But a man will hear loyalty and believe that that loyalty means that she stays with him even after he messes up and steps out on the relationship right. without telling her. Well, many ways. And if women can just understand that, it could put you in a better position. It could put you in on the board of chess to win.
Yes.
Because as soon as you see those signs of someone who has a lot of double standards and is a hypocrite, you can move the F right on along to the next one, or just be celibate, or decentralize men altogether and not be in any relationships or courtship or dating or situationships with males or anybody else for that matter. Because once you realize that no matter what you believe to be true and how we should operate as people, as a society, you got to remember that you're dealing with the same species as you, but with an entirely different outlook. So when I see men cheating on their wives, it doesn't surprise me, because men have very little control once they're turned on and once that blood starts flowing into their penis. Okay? Once you understand the biology and how significant biology plays into how someone reacts to a situation, then you will understand why they can't help themselves once that comes. Once that blood flows to the penis, that's it. It's done. He's done.
Lord.
He gonna cheat, sis. He gonna cheat. It's highly likely. It don't have nothing to do with income all the time either. Because these men be making $20,000 and have five bitches in the back.
Nature.
You said what?
The male psyche in their nature. They're not, their nature is not really monogamous at all.
Mm-mm. And even women aren't. Even women aren't. We're fluid. We're very fluid. Remember, it's not 50-50 in the cheating statistics. It's about the same. One is like 56, one is like 54%. So we all out here lying to one another.
Yeah, we all out here. Well, not every last one of us, but the ones that are, they doing it. But, you know, that's why we were saying earlier in the episode that, you know, we need to just, like, wrap it up. We supposed to have wrapped it up, like, 4 years ago. That whole conversation. No one is better. No one's outbeating. Like, everybody is doing the same thing. Women stop acting like you don't know other women that be cheating on good men and stuff. Like, let's just cut it out.
And it's couples I know.
Let's be real honest. It's 2024 now.
And it's couples that I know who cheat on each other.
Right.
And they're okay with that. That's their understanding. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you gotta be clear about what kind of relationship you're having with the other party, so that you know what to expect and how to move. Saying like that's all we're saying is like, you know, just be clear about the boundaries of your relationship. You know, and if anything goes, outside of that, yes, it could be a red flag, but that too is nuanced and situational. None of this is just black and white. And if you're dealing with somebody who is male identified and you're in a queer relationship and he, she, they, them is male identified and misogynistic, baby, just run. Just run.
Yeah.
Misogynists cause a lot of issues in relationships. See, because elder millennials, like the younger girls that are millennials or Gen Z after us, like they don't have to settle for nothing. We had to learn to deal with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. We didn't have a choice. They have options more than we did.
Yeah, we had to figure it out, figure out what it was, look it up in the dictionary. We had to do all that kind of stuff. All of that. But yeah, we had to figure it out because I had no idea what it was called.
You are so sorry. You want to do a tarot read tonight? We're going to change the subject.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You want to do a tarot read?
Madam.
Listen, we want to add some spiritual shit at the end of the episode because we don't want to leave y'all hanging, okay? We already an hour and 20 minutes on this thing. And if you are listening...
We haven't had no spiritual shit yet.
Huh?
We haven't had it this episode yet.
No.
Spiritual shit. Okay.
Because we were too busy yapping our damn gums. What was I going to say? Yes. Facts. So, we wanted to introduce the spiritual-ish. Sheena recommended a tarot deck called The Modern Witch Instructional Guide. So I hopped on Amazon and got mine super fast, expeditiously, I should say.
Oh, yes.
And so I've been playing with them all weekend. Getting them crystalled up and all that, get the good vibes in them. And so we wanted to introduce it on the pod as a way to... help you guys, help ourselves, and just get a word from universe for the collective to end on a good note. Maybe sometimes it won't be so good, but we hope it will be, baby. Okay, we know everything. In all things, there's balance. And so I'm going to pull a card for the collective, and we're going to see what the ancestors and divine who wish us nothing but health, wealth, and abundance to speak to us through these cards. And what's the word for the night for the collective? Spirit, gods, angels, ancestors who wish us nothing but health, wealth, and abundance in this life and the next. What does the app to say? So I'm going to pull one card and one card only. Maybe in the future we could do longer sessions where we pull 2, 3, or 4 cards. But tonight we're going to pull one to end the conversation. And hopefully it'll help you make some decisions in your life as it will help us as well. The Four of Cups. So there is a young woman sitting on a curb and she has 3 cups, maybe 3 choices, maybe 3 decisions. We don't know. And then there's another cup right there. Mm-hmm. And that cup is being like given to her by a hand in the clouds. Maybe it's her subconscious is what I'm thinking. And so the cup symbolizes the sign of water, right? So your water signs, and fluidity, you know, and the rising and the degression and the progression and the degression all up and down, right? And so inner experience with self, relationships, and imagination is what the cups deal with and what that could possibly mean. And so we're dealing again with the Four of Cups tonight.
The Four of Cups, okay.
Or today, whenever you're listening. So the Four of Cups, it means that life is full of disappointments, imperfections, and unhappiness. You might be feeling super cynical lately, like nothing ever goes your way and the cards are stacked against you. But that negativity isn't going to get you anywhere, and dwelling too long on regrets or failures isn't healthy. If you change your outlook, start saying yes instead of no to the world, you will find there's still support and beautiful things awakening. So again, anytime there's a cup in the tarot that's dealing with a sign of water, and it's about your inner experiences, relationships, and your imagination. And since we got the Four of Cups tonight, mm-hmm. and it's about dealing with the disappointments of life. And so what that is saying, I think for the collective, is that some of you may be dealing with some decisions, realizations, and the tearing down of beliefs and ideologies that you thought were totally and completely true, but you are finding that whatever world you currently live in and that you've been moving and operating through is no longer serving who you are now. And so what I'm saying is like this butterfly, like that's the wings are coming out of the cocoon, the head is coming out, the base of the body and the abdomen of the butterfly is coming out. It's like this stretching that needs to take place. But because you're dealing with certain types of relationships and disappointments, it's hindering you from being able to fully step out of your cocoon in the environment.
You cannot grow in the environment that hurt you. That's kind of what came to my mind with all of that.
Yeah, that's true.
Cocoon, like something holding you back from taking that extra step, whether it's, you know, sometimes it could be yourself, it could be another person.
I feel that, yeah. And it's like this, again, the three cups on the floor, on the ground, and you got to make a decision, sis, niece, nephew, non-binary.
What is
you got to make a decision.
Her facial expression, is she happy?
No, she's got her arms crossed like this, so she's very guarded and closed off. She's sitting Indian style, which we know Indian style is, in old and ancient times, was a form of submission during prayer. So you being with your legs folded, but they're also open, means that you're open to receive, means that you're open to understanding, means that you are open to the wisdom and the knowledge of the universe. But then she's got her arms crossed like this, and she's looking out at those three cups, and then she's got that cup over here coming out of the clouds with a hand attached to it, you can see, and it's almost like her subconscious, the universe is telling her, like, look, this is it, and she knows it, but she's still trying to decide which one of those three cups she should grab and sip from. And in her shirt, there's an saying on the front of the shirt, and then the front of the shirt right here in black, you can't see it too well because my camera's far away, but it says over it. Literally. Again, this is the Modern Witch Instructional Guide on Amazon.
Yes.
Y'all got some decisions to make, baby, okay? Summertime is coming. We may not have unbigged our backs, but we're going to definitely make some decisions going forward, okay?
Yeah.
It's time, family. Okay. You got to decide. You got to decide. You got to decide what you're gonna do with your life. What are you gonna do moving forward in these situations, dealing with this person, or are you gonna deal with this person? If you're gonna deal with this relationship, if you're gonna allow yourself to continually be displeased with the path that you're on. That's what I'm picking up on this energy. What you gonna do? Because ain't nobody coming to save you. You gotta save yourself. Are you over it? Yeah. Or are you over it?
Save yourself.
You decide. Okay, look, y'all know where to find us at. I am robbingish at gmail.com. Community voicemail 667-335-1840. Okay. Well, you can follow us on the gram or TikTok as well, or our individual Instagram pages. But either way, we need y'all to tell a friend. To tell a friend. To tell a damn friend. Okay?
Yep.
About us over here in the Evolving Issue. We ain't got no marketing budget, baby. We ain't start making no money off the pod yet.
Man, not yet.
But if you tell a friend to tell a friend, maybe we can get to that point, okay? So we need you to tell a friend to tell a friend. And we need you to give us those 5 stars in Spotify and Apple, the iTunes as well. Maybe leave a nice little comment for us and let us know what you think, how you're feeling, and share your experiences. If we're messing up, if we're fucking up, let us know too. Any last word you want to say to the family, friend, on today?
Say everything.
The tarot got us shooketh.
Yeah, the tarot, you know what I'm saying? Like, it got me thinking, and, you know, I don't know if it's so much like relationship for me. It's, you know, maybe like work stuff.
And that's the thing, y'all. It doesn't necessarily have to be an intimate relationship to the tarot speaking to, it could be career. Could be business, whatever the decision is that you're at a crossroad with. And that's the great thing about tarot. We'll leave room for all that. Absolutely. So, look, y'all, until next time, we are Evolving-ish. Peace and blessings.